Thanks for listening to the Go Live Kenyo podcast, where we talk about social media, entrepreneurship, lifestyle, anything else. And I love to interview different guests, and you get to spend some time with me. Kenyo. Kenyo. Your favorite. Kenyo. Okay. Let's see. Mr. Composition is actually right here with me. Say what's up, Mr. Composition.
Dabtro Creations, Project Forward, Idea Parties, Rest, Work Up, Work Out, Mother Flippin', What?
Yeah, so you guys see, this is why you listen to the Go Live Kenyo podcast. And yeah, you'll notice by the second time listening to this that this is my official intro. So thanks for checking it out. Subscribe to everything he just said.
Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes for free. And then if you want to level up and be a super part of Project Forward and Go Live with Kenyo and all the crazy things that we create, go to projectforward.tv and just click sign up right there on the page. Pay the $20 a month. Thanks. What's up, guys? This episode of the podcast is my Blacker Mirror podcast. If you don't know already, there's several podcasts under Go Live with Kenyo, and this is the Blacker Mirror one, co-hosted with Frankie Michelle, and we're gonna talk all about Black Mirror. And we're kind of going out of order, but this is our second episode, but this is, we're doing the first episode of Black Mirror, which is, in my opinion, pretty close to the worst episode of Black Mirror ever. I don't remember how I feel about it. I think it's the second worst, because there was an episode. But anyway, we're going to talk about that in the podcast, so enjoy that. And then me and Frankie, we have a guest today, and it's Miss Amberlynn. She saw our us posting about the last episode, and she was like, how come you never let me in an episode? So here, Amber, you're in an episode, but we're glad to have you. She's super awesome. She's an author herself. Hope you enjoy the episode. Check it out. Here it is. Talking about episode one.
The pig? Excuse myself. I'll go talk to
Paul. You don't like spoilers?
No.
Okay, well, you'll come back
pretty,
when we get to episode.
It's not fun for a spoiler. Four. Yeah, yeah. Okay. That one
like,
is
peace.
Thank you, Asante. Why she'll be on future episode.
My feelings ain't hurt.
Because you ain't about to get it spoiled. It's not
going to
happen.
A new phone. Okay.
Bye, Ace Boom Coon.
Okay, bye, cool. Y'all. Hello.
So if you guys want to know what just happened, Asante Wa Sankofa from ARW, she was going to be on the podcast, but she hasn't seen the episode, so she left. But definitely catch her on a later podcast. Today on Blacker Mirror with Frankie Michelle and Amberlynn, we are going to talk about Black Mirror Episode 1, the national anthem. This last time we didn't know what episode we were talking about.
You
this
know,
time
you
we
just
know.
Said that we won't ever talk about it. So I think
I know. I'm probably going to cut that part out too.
That would make sense. Yeah. So then you can cut out all of my extra.
I'll cut out, you know, whatever needs to be cut out. Leave in whatever needs to be let in. The national anthem is the first episode of the British science fiction anthology series Black Mirror. I'm reading from Wikipedia. The episode was written thanks to Amberlynn. This is Wikipedia sponsored by Amberlynn. The episode was written by series creator and showrunner Charlie Brooker. I didn't even know that. I don't even know who Charlie Brooker is.
He's the creator and the writer.
I need to look him up. And directed by Otto Bathurst. Mm-hmm. It first aired on Channel 4, which I assume
in
is BBC.
It's yeah.
In the episode, okay. The British Prime Minister. I know you guys remember this episode. This is my least favorite. It's probably either my least favorite or my second least favorite episode of Black Mirror ever.
I actually sat through it and watched it with Kevin and I.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, because the experience was to hang out with you guys. But in the episode, the British Prime Minister, Michael Callow, awakens to be told the truth by the Home Secretary, Alex Cairns, that Princess Susanna, a much-loved member of the royal family, has been kidnapped and will be killed unless the Prime Minister has sexual intercourse with the pig on national television.
Until completion.
Until completion. It said that in the
you
show.
You got to bust in
that. Yeah. Which, I don't know how the guy knows if that happened. But anyway, we'll talk the about condom. It. This is going to be full of spoilers, so if you haven't
like
seen
it. He had this list of, like, rules that, you know, it had to be, you know, couldn't be CGI'd, all these things. So maybe you just had to like.
The episode received very positive reviews. It was later compared to Piggate, a real life scandal.
which occurred in 2015. There's a real life scandal behind.
See, I had a whole theory behind how that could never happen because
Piggate refers to an uncorroborated anecdote that during his university years, former British Prime Minister David Cameron put a private part of his anatomy into a dead pig's mouth as part of an initiation ceremony for the Piers Gaveston Society.
So we put his thing in a dead pig mouth.
I don't know if that's such a big deal. It's initiation. It's a dead pig. Anyway, it's kind of gross, but like, okay. It's not as bad as having live intercourse with a pig and until completion.
And then it's like, the thing that tripped me out the most was like, it took him forever because he wasn't into it. So yeah. It's like hours of him just thrusting.
But didn't he like really? Just go flaccid? I don't remember that. Men could just go flaccid. They're just like, I'm fucking out. Oh, they gave him a thing for the 4-hour motherfucking erection. So he had that, those long erections.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, your brain might not be into it, but that guy, he's like, this is exactly what we're supposed to do. When I say that guy, I'm talking about
the homie
Johnson Jr. he's like, hey, good job, man. I don't know how you found this one, but I think it's what we're looking for. I'm gonna do my part. You did your part. Let's get this.
Is it lubricated? Let's knock this out of the park. Lubricated?
What, I don't remember that. I'm sure they did though. That would just be foolish. Why would he make it more torturous for himself? Why not? It's very disgusting. So I hated this episode because, one, I just thought they were being purposefully disgusting. And I didn't think it was... I didn't enjoy it. And then, subsequently, I've not enjoyed any episode of Black Mirror, but I've continued to watch.
Wow.
Simply just because they're super fascinating in what they explore. I wasn't super interested in what this episode explored.
Okay. I'm curious with the enjoyability of Black Mirror for you because I actually feel the same way, and I'm only watching at this point for the podcast because otherwise I'd be like, bah, this makes me feel so angry about human nature and fills me with this, you know, this loathing. It just, I feel terrible after watching an episode.
I actually have been a fan like for a long time. I made the mistake of watching the first episode, the pig episode. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm not going to watch anymore.
Because it's
And it's like, because I thought it was going to be one like of those shows
like extra sexual or weird.
Yeah. And it's like, I didn't know it was going to be like a Twilight Zone. Every episode is its own.
Story. Like it was going to move on, even though it does eventually come back. And they have episodes where the worlds kind of like,
they collide a little bit. Yeah.
But that episode, I was wondering like, okay, if this is supposed to be a technology series, what does that have to do with this pig? But then I realized when you first see the episode, everybody's in the streets.
It's the media.
You know, and it's like at the end, everybody's like focusing on this TV, the Black Mirror.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you see in that? I don't know. It's like we want to see the grossness and we want to see somebody's humiliation. Like, wouldn't you just say, you know what? This is disgusting. I'm not going to support it. But at the end, everybody was in front of a TV.
Think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would like to imagine that I wouldn't. I'd like to imagine that I would just chill. But did they highlight or show that person who was like, I'm good, I just cannot watch?
I think some people wouldn't watch it. I know for sure I wouldn't be watching it. Mm-hmm. Not down. No way.
No.
Like, I wonder, and there'd be a lot of people who weren't watching. Like a ton of people who are just not into that at all. Not even for the insaneness of it or to see what's going to happen. Like, I'd just be like, I'm not even watching. If I was the prime minister, I wouldn't have even done it. I would have been like, guess what? Okay. We don't negotiate with terrorists.
Yep.
Susanna, we're going to get you out. We're sending in the military.
You can't negotiate with terrorists. Yeah. Then they're going to level up. But if you acquiesce to that, they're going to give you some more nasty, dumb shit to do.
But he wanted to be prime minister.
Forever. Well, no. This is what happened. So at first they were like, don't do it. And the people were for him not doing it. But then when he cut off the finger, then the people turned against him and were like, if you don't do it, then...
Well,
I would have been like, people, you're wrong. This is why we elect a smart person like myself to make some of these rational decisions.
Wait a minute. I think you guys heard me, but like, I don't think that I want to go back to it. Like, that's a security issue. Finger or not. Like, if he acquiesces and fucks a pig... then that means that they can do even more humiliating things for, you know, and that's why you have to say no, because mm-hmm. they'll escalate it. Oh, we can do something to the next prime minister, yes. or we can do something to another official and mm-hmm. make him do something even more grotesque. It's going to be a whale. I don't think he'll fit in a whale.
He'll fit in a whale, but...
That funky kiss definitely will fit in a whale.
We'll have to find a crevice.
Giant whale-sized dildo.
Wait, but whales don't have vaginas. They lay eggs, right?
No, they're mammals.
They have vaginas?
Yeah, whales dolphins and whales are mammals. I know dolphins are mammals.
Yes. Okay.
Well, I'm pretty sure whale is a mammal. Google later. I can figure this out. Whale. So you're telling me two whales, they're swimming through the ocean. They're doing the upside down swim together to make babies.
Then
she like gets pregnant and then delivers.
Is it dolphins? Like with sperm whales, they release sperm and then it just attracts to the.
Okay.
She's got.
Oh, so it just kind of gets sucked in. Yeah. Because you only need a couple of those guys. Billions, trillions, I'm sure, with those guys. They're probably dropping a sizable.
Do y'all realize that when we go swim in the ocean, we're swimming in amidst of all of this?
Yeah.
I don't ever want to swim in the ocean again.
It's delicious. But there's so much water in there. You have to assume, you know, like, is our regular water that much better? Like, you're swimming in the pool. There's 60 dudes in a 20,000 gallon. I'm making up numbers right now. I don't know how many gallons are in pools. In a 20,000 gallon pool versus, you know, however trillion many fish in a however quadrillion ocean. Might be around the same, a little bit better. You get a little less human pee and. Okay, so this episode, where were we? So I think that if you guys were the prime minister, would you do it? Frankie, would you do it?
You can't do it because it's a security breach.
All right, let's talk about the wife. If your husband did it.
Oh, she was a mess. Moves. I hate her. I next hate her. Moves. She was raggedy. I hated her.
I was mad at the husband, because if you had picked up the phone and told her, this is what's going to happen, she would have spoken some sense into you, because right here it says that the wife begs him not to go through with it.
Yeah.
And he just refused to pick up her phone call. And all he had to do was pick up the phone and talk to his wife. Like, this is your life partner. You're about to have sex with a pig. Like, you need to talk to her.
No. You know what? I felt like she should have fallen back. Like, you got to fall back in that situation. You got to understand your man's going through all the shit and all the hell, and he needs his space.
You don't have to fuck a pig.
Like, you got to, like, think about, like, how he feels, and, like, that's where I'm at. So I was, like, not on her team. Oh. And I'm like, bitch, why are you trying to make this about you when it's, like, what he's going through is terrible? You know what I mean?
But that's her husband. She's married to this man. She's going to have sex with him again.
Well,
this does affect her.
Maybe after he goes through it, so there's always a time.
What's the big deal with her having sex with him again? Just because he had sex with a pig?
That's true.
That would be in my mind the whole time. Like,
But, like, in this world, that was the only option that he had. Like, that was, like, they weren't thinking about the extra stuff. That was this weird world where he had to go fuck this dumbass pig.
Why does the pig have to be dumb?
And I do love the animals. But this...
Why are you...
Little pig.
The pig was raped. You were victim-blaming on this pig.
The pig had to be drugged.
If you can't see Frankie's face right now. She's mortified that she has victim-blamed this pig.
I know.
She's really thinking about it. You can't see her face, but we can. Yeah, it's bad.
You victim-blamed. Yeah. Shame on you.
The pig didn't know what was going on.
He didn't. She didn't. It didn't.
Yeah. It didn't, they didn't say if it was a male or female.
They didn't. Okay. They didn't tell us if it was the vajay or the booty hole.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Now it's getting a little bit too details.
So let's talk about, he cut the ring finger off, right? We assume that it's the ring finger. They send it in. And
but
like,
it wasn't even, right?
He was dead. Like, he had killed himself
before. Can't you tell a man fuzzy freaking man finger? Right. Man fingers are distinct, and would they even
they
fit
need
her?
To have at least one.
Is he dainty ass man?
Yeah,
he was a dainty fingered ass man.
But no, he was a man. Like, he was the painter.
How did her ring fit on his finger?
Thank you. Like, they need to have some DNA. Before I do anything with any kind of animal, I need you to DNA check, cross reference.
And I think that's what that's what these people think. If this was Breaking Bad, Hank would have been like DNA print. Like, the police, they think about this stuff. They're like. Yeah. On that level, I wonder why they didn't go. If they're thinking that smart, they would have not had him fuck the pig, because they know it's a security breach.
You know,
in the freaking first place.
Though,
that's my problem with
this
episode.
Sometimes I think about the difference in our, like, you know, like you said, it's his world. Like, we think about stuff because we have the luxury of, you know, like where we are right now. But he's made a series of
decisions to become prime minister. And I bet along the way, every time he was in a situation, he was like, do it, right? And so he's like, this is just like all these other situations. Every time I've had to do the craziest, every time I've had to go over the top, he's like, this is another one of those times.
That's probably what they were speaking to. Yeah, they were probably speaking to that. They were, right?
I like that. They created at least the platform for it.
So he was a bad guy because he'd done some stuff. They touched on that a little bit in the episode. Am I adding in a memory? Did they touch in that he was kind of like a bad guy or he had like was not that well favored in the first place?
I didn't pity him.
He was marginally liked.
No. Before? I think he was liked because he had to have been elected, right? That's how prime ministers.
I'm trying to see if I'm adding a memory in.
So his approval level was like, let's just make up a number, 100%. And then when the pig thing came out, it like was still at 100%. People were like, don't do it, don't do it. And then when the finger came, then it was like, downhill, you have to do it.
I would have inspired so fast, I would have had like a body on my conscience. There's just no reason to do it. Like, it's so funny. But I mean, he got himself into the situation. And it says, what do you, okay, go ahead.
It says 1.3 billion people watched it. So they went from 1.3 billion people being in the city, you know, going about their daily lives, to 1.3 billion watching this.
So this is in the future. And right now there's about, isn't there just under 8 billion people on our planet right now? So I just can't imagine there being a billion people in Great Britain, even in the future. Yeah, I think it was, what they're, they were saying, like, this was worldwide. Yeah.
China. Sure, they were
a little corner of China.
Not say anything about China. I don't know what they're into. I'm sure some.
A lot of
they have
stuff
TV though. Yeah, especially in the future.
Their population must be so big.
They're actually literally America. We're number two.
Number two, and
we're like just factually, like as far as like biggest market and stuff like that. Mm. Like they've taken over. They've. I mean. Anyway.
Yeah, really? Like powerful nations.
China's number one? Like I think. What is it like GDP? Like,
oh, GDP.
Like the like money stuff that's produced. I'm going to look that up. I'm probably wrong. Anyway, so what do you think this says about politics, though, right now?
That politicians will do anything for the vote.
Do you think that's true?
I think they can. I just have so little trust with Donald Trump. Donald Trump runs around and he's the grimiest.
Do you think Donald Trump would do it?
I'm not sure if it's would. He's done so many terrible things. Yeah. He's like, you can go through all of my background and I have no fucks to give. You can find all the dirt about me and I'm not going anywhere because these dummies in these other states like me.
Whoa.
And what?
I have to call them dummies.
That was not the nice place, not the equitable voice. That was coming from
there's a lot of them. A lot of people voted for Trump. He didn't skirt by on like 5%, 10%, 20%, even 30%.
And he's done terrible, terrible things. Yeah. And he knows he's got way too much support. And he's riding it.
He's in there. We had 8 years of a black president. They weren't having it. This was killing some people. And, you know, anyway, okay. So I think that's fascinating. We're not going to go all the way into politics. I think we kind of covered the bases. I think we should rate the episode, though. Did we rate it last time?
So what is our enjoyability? Because it's a very disturbing.
Out of 10.
Yeah, it's always disturbing to watch Black Mirror, but it's always brilliant, right?
Yeah. Yes. I would say in comparison, a little bit with just general enjoyment, but also in comparison to the collection of what you've seen so far. So.
Other episodes?
Like, where does this rank? But even just as an episode of television.
Okay, so, like, in comparison to the other, because I've watched all the episodes.
Yeah.
In the new season.
And how you just enjoyed it, all mixed into one weird number.
Okay. I forgot the name. Metalhead or Metal?
Which one is that?
The one where the dogs are chasing the woman.
Oh. Like, see, that's my new least favorite.
Yeah, like, these two are, like, head-to-head.
I don't want to watch it if it gets as bad as this. I always feel so disturbed. I'm like traumatized.
This is bad because it's like weird.
The dog one?
It's bad because it's just like.
No. Yeah. It's
not good.
It's just.
I'm not watching it.
It's not gross.
It's actually kind of just boring.
Yeah. It's just. It has no purpose.
Yeah. I don't know.
You don't leave feeling like low level traumatized. No. Like. Like,
it's a little thriller, a little scary, but overall it's just kind of boring.
No, I wouldn't even.
Okay.
It's just. it was just something to waste 45 minutes on.
Okay. I think that's definitely my new low. That's my new... This one and that one might be tied, but I think that one's a little bit lower because at least this was...
Got you thinking. It's interesting. Yeah, yeah, and we can have an interesting podcast.
Yeah.
I'll save my opinion for my vote, but...
Yeah.
I've said some stuff about it anyway, but I'll save my final. So who goes first? Frankie, what's your...
Okay, so my number is a mix of... It was the first episode I've seen. I haven't seen that many episodes. I'm just touching the third season. And so I think it inspires really thoughtful conversation. I always leave Black Mirror so far deeply disturbed and angry. So yeah, and it's brilliant. So like 8. Yeah.
You give this episode an 8.
Yes, I do.
Awesome. I'll go next. I think I'd give this episode... Black Mirror's a good series. This is not a good episode. I don't know why it's the first episode. Honestly, I wanted to give it a 4. I'm struggling to like climb up a couple digits. I think the most I could give it would be a 6, but I feel like I'd be lying. So honestly, I'm going to give it a 5.5.
Boom.
I give it a 4.
Boom.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was traumatic, but not in... The reason why I give it a 4 is because it makes me angry how many people it's turned off of Black Mirror.
Mm, yeah.
And it's like, that's they watch that first episode and they're like, I'm not watching that again. Like, I'm not watching the episode, you know, anymore.
That's what I was like. I stopped after that. I was like, I don't even know. It took me... Actually, no, I didn't finish that episode. I came back and finished it later because I thought maybe it was better than... Because I stopped before it got to him doing the pig stuff. And then I think... You know, obviously, yeah. I think the second episode was already out. So I just went on to other episodes because I had already heard that Black Mirror was great. I was like, this is trash. and then I came back and finished it later. But I to know, it didn't help it. It just wasn't a good episode.
No. And it should not have been the first one.
That's fair, though. 4, 5.5, and an 8. Okay.
I want to talk about this other episode, if we may.
You
can shut this down.
No, we're saving it. We can only do one. We can't talk about it.
Boom. Can we?
I mean, I guess we can as friends. Oh, but before we shut it down,
Yeah. Okay. You're going to find Frank at FRANQUE, Michelle, MICHELE. You can find me the places on my blog. You can find me on the Instagram and on the Facebook.
Cool.
You can find me on Facebook.
Hey.
Under Amberlynn. Or my tagline is Vashtila.
Ooh.
The corset dominatrix.
That's what you want me to be. Okay?
Kenyo's going home like...
I know.
Well, wait, no. Okay, you were still going.
And I don't know I have a very long Instagram. Just follow Frankie and she'll tag me.
And you can follow me at Kenyo HQ, of course, and the podcast at Go Live Kenyo. It's Blacker Mirror podcast, but I'm just putting it out under Go Live Kenyo because, you know, those podcast publishing fees, they're high. Is there anything you guys want to mention that you're checking out in media that you're watching? Anything cool?
Ooh.
Shout outs.
There is a show on, I believe, Showtime called Darknet, and it's basically... every possible technological advance that's kind of Black Mirror, but it's real life. So if you're into Black Mirror, check out Darknet.
Ooh. What am I consuming that's magical right now? I'm just on my regular just following whatever people are like recommending to me on Netflix, because I'm not a big watcher of the shows. What's been good? Just following Tiffany Haddish on the YouTube.
Yes. Tiffany
Haddish for everything. Follow all Tiffany Haddish on the YouTube.
And Oliver. The vegan.
The vegan?
The vegan.
Oh, comedy. The girl.
I'll second the Tiffany Haddish stuff. What else am I checking out? I'm checking out a lot of really cool stuff in San Antonio local. I'm sharing a lot of it into the Fiercely Supporting Group on Facebook. So join that group on Facebook. so that you can see all the different things that I'm sharing and stuff. That's the only thing I'll shout. That was like a double plug, I feel like. I just plugged myself again. Let me do something that's not. That's what I'm consuming, though, right now. Other than that, no, I'm watching a show on Netflix called Tianxin Mystic, which is all in Chinese, and it's a, like this whole detective show, and it's really cool. I'm actually almost done with that, and then I'm watching this anime called Black Clover. Yeah, and I'm also watching tons of other stuff because that's what I do when I'm doing stuff. Thank you guys for listening to Blacker Mirror. This was Frank and Michelle, and then we had our special guest. Anyway, to end the podcast, we do it in the same way every time, the ritual that we agreed that we would do.
We're not leaving like that. We're not leaving like that. We have Frankie Michelle and our special guest.
Amberlynn.
Ooh, yes. She's so cute, too. She's got a sultry outfit on. Yeah. Boom.
This is actually, we had to meet her. Never mind. I was going to say we had to meet you at work, but I didn't know if you want everyone to know the details of
your work. Sugars.
And yeah. Is that the name of a place? Yes. Yeah. She works at Sugars.
Yeah, she's the sweetest.
Yeah. And there's lots of other Sugars employees walking around. And Frankie's getting super distracted. I'm putting it on everybody else today. Nothing's sticking to me.
I know.
Thanks, guys, for listening. And here's the Black Mirror ending outro sung by Frankie Michelle.
Blacker Me.